I really love women to feel empowered, to speak their truth, to be, you know, a little bit more selfish. Like, hey, this is what I want to do, and this is how I want to do it. You either want to come or you don't. Like, be empowered, not being mean or putting other people down. But that's what I started loving seeing. Women who created overflow in their business, who created more abundance.
That Entrepreneur Show, we are back, and I'm excited to bring on a mentor, mama, and moneymaker, as she says. Vincent A. Lancey here, ready to deliver the latest episode here on That Entrepreneur Show, a top 1% global podcast. A big thank you to the listeners and guests who continue to make this show possible. We're bringing on another all-star today. If this is your first time joining, again, another great guest to have your first show with. Patia is bringing on her abundance and business coach expertise that she uses to guide women to intuitively connect with their inner vision so they can experience personal professional magnetism and become unapologetically abundant. I love that. Welcome to That Entrepreneur Show.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you also for all the work you're doing in the world. I'm so impressed. Like, you know, two podcasts and everything you're putting out there. It's really amazing and really supporting other people to uphold their own vision. It's amazing.
Thank you for the kind words. And that's what it's all about, bringing on entrepreneurs to this show who have been through the tough times, who have now found some success. And with that, they're learning lessons we can relate to our entire audience. So everyone, get ready to hear about some of these topics and so much more. How to get that six-figure business up and running without the overwork and the stress kill. How to create soulful success, holistic abundance in your business, become a magnetic mama, and everything in between. But I want to backtrack, like I do with my guests, to the beginning of your entrepreneurship journey. What led you to want to do your own thing, not be in the traditional 9-to-5?
It's an amazing question. And honestly, I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always look at entrepreneurs and I always felt like it's too much work. You're sacrificing your family, you're sacrificing your health. Like, that was the examples that I saw of entrepreneurship when I was growing up. And then I lived in Spain and I was personal assistant to an entrepreneur. His wife was pregnant and he was not able to like be at any appointment. He was always working 7 days a week. And I looked at it, I was like, never. I will never do this. I will never be an entrepreneur. I'll just be employee. I will have a free weekend. I will live for vacation. And then life happens. You know, I feel like you plan one thing and another thing just happened. And I moved to from Spain. I moved to United States. I did my bachelor's in marketing. I did my MBA, you know, doing all the right things. And it never kind of felt right. It always felt like no matter what I did, I didn't feel enough. I'm like, is this it? Is this really what am I supposed to be doing? And then, unplannedly, I got fired from my corporate job where I was over 5 years. And when I was still working there, I had my first company, social media marketing agency. And all that happened, Vincent, if I would believe in accidents, I would say this happened by accident because I was so tired of the corporate that I needed to brainwash myself and I started to listen to podcasts. And there I hired my first mentor and he was helping me with my mindset, with energy. And with that, he was like, hey, you're doing social media at your work. Can you help me with mine? I'm like, sure. He was my first client. He referred me to the second client who was his client. And that's how I started my company. Again, I didn't plan for this. I was doing it for almost a couple of years and I'm like, this can be it. Like, this is too much work, working 7 days a week, working hard, hustling. I'm like, I left the corporate and it feels almost even worse. Because when you work for someone, you kind of turn off, right? Sometimes. I could not with my first business. So then I had to really pause and ask myself, well, what is that I really want to be doing? Who do I really want to be working with? I started to get really clear. I started to get really courageous. And I started to shift. So from social media marketing, I became a mindset and life coach for women. And when I created success with it, six and multiple six-figure business now I'm helping women to do it, but without a everything I did wrong. I'm like, let's take a shortcut together. So that's my journey. And really, I didn't plan for this. And I feel like sometimes the best things are the things we don't plan for, because I would not willingly raise my hand and say, I want to be an entrepreneur.
I can agree with you. Even for me, it came out of just life happens. So things change and you just pivot and go. I went to school for finance, did my MBA as well. So I wanted the corner office for a long time. Like you, it just the situation proved not to be for me. So I went all in what I'm doing, similar to what you're doing. But I want to, you mentioned you started the social media agency that pivoted over to coaching. What do you like the most from being in the different field now? Like, what do you like better about coaching, or what did you like better about being in the social media space?
So when I started with social media, what I really loved about that is that I could help entrepreneurs, because I work with small businesses and entrepreneurs, like take the load off them and for them to focus on what brings them joy, what are really money-making activities, why you should be creating pictures and reels and quotes and whatever, if what you really want to be doing, it's speaking live or having podcasts. So I love that part. However, then I realized that when you take all the load off people, they energetically disconnect from their business. And I didn't like that. I'm like, I didn't step in, so you can step completely out and stop caring about, the clients, and it just didn't feel right. So I'm like, what is that makes real results for my clients? And it was not the strategies. It wasn't like, I always now joke about it, but it's kind of true. Like, go and ask Uncle Google, go on YouTube and look at the strategies, how to build six-figure business, how to start your podcast. All the how-tos are there in the world. You don't need a mentor for it, but you need a mentor who will help you with the mindset, help you with the energetics, hold the space, and call you out on the BS when you're really hard on yourself, when you're facing imposter syndrome. You know what I mean? I have my mentor, I'm part of a mastermind. And that's when I started to shift slowly. I was still helping my clients with social media because I know it's very important. That's how we connect that, right? That's how a lot of my clients hire me, from my podcast or my Instagram. But it's not about disconnecting, it's about connecting deeper. So I started to incorporate the mindset, and that's what I started to love about coaching. Looking at the limiting beliefs, looking at the mindset, looking at the energetics, because you can tell someone like, hey, you gotta post this amount of time, you have to do this in your copy, you have to do this email, this is how you do freebie, this is how you do low course, all these strategies. The people who come to me, they're not stupid, they know they want to grow, but they were disconnected from the energetic part. They were following only the strategies. They disconnected from the mindset part. You have to bring all of this together. And then, honestly, I realized I love working with women. Nothing against men. I had male clients. And listen, if male comes to me and say like, hey, I love the way you teach and I want you to help me to grow my business, if it feels good, I'm not going to say like, oh, wrong gender. I mean, I feel like we cannot even say any of that right now, in the times we are living, that would be a different topic, but we can't, right? So it's not that, but I really love women to feel empowered, to speak their truth, to be, a little bit more selfish, like, hey, this is what I want to do and this is how I want to do it. You either want to come or you don't. Like, be empowered, not being mean or putting other people down. But that's what I started loving seeing. Women who created overflow in their business, who created more abundance for, because honestly, the woman that I saw, when they created good things, they were contributing to good causes. They started nonprofit, they started to teach kids. They like so much goodness came out of it because women normally, feminine energy, it's nurturing. And I'm like, I want to save everyone. I want to help animals and I want to help babies. I want to help. Like, I have money, and like me and my husband, we are gifting money from that overflow every single month, non-negotiable. Percentage of how much we're giving is different, and we love giving. So I feel like what I love about coaching is, and it's like I look at it, if I die tomorrow, which I'm not planning to, I have a little baby girl I get to take care of. And if I do, I already left legacy, Vincent. How many people can say that? You know how many women and how many people I inspired to start their business, grow their business, make money, invest in a good causes. I help people to help people. And that is so life-giving to me. So instead of doing all the work for them, I connect them deeper to their vision. I connect them deeper to their business. I connect them deeper to their family. That's why I teach holistic abundance. Women who come to me, and I had it happen before, like, hey, Petya, my money sucks. Help me. And then we work on deeper healing, ancestral healing, her mindset, her relationship with her partner, her relationship with family. And now she made six-figure months, not even a year, months, because she changed who she was inside. And that is why I love coaching. You can change no matter where you are, you can change that. And I want to say quickly, and it's not like over promise and under deliver for me. Some clients, they change their life in a month. Some clients, they change it in 8 months. It depends on where they are and how many layers are there. But even if you say like, hey, it will take 1 year to change your life. Well, if you don't change it and you continue like this for next 30, 40, 50 years, isn't that quick?
Yeah, and I look at that and I compare it to exercise where you don't see the results right away. You have to go for months and months to finally see a little bit and go from there. I can also resonate with you said with the satisfaction in coaching. For me, I get more satisfaction out of my podcast coaching clients and my ghostwriting clients than putting out my own stuff because I see the happiness that they have. I know the doors that it opens up. As you know, writing the books and the podcast, they're just extended business cards. I love helping people do just that. What has been your number one takeaway from one of your clients over the years? I know you've been doing this for a long time. What's some piece of inspiration you can give out to our audience right now who may want to look at you as a potential coach?
Thank you. You know, I feel like this will sound like a cliche or way too easy, but it's not that simple to implement it. When I look at my clients who created the biggest results that were really fulfilling and life-giving to them, is when they really became unapologetically themselves. When they start modeling everybody else, when they stop doing how everybody else is doing things, and they're like, well, I want to do this and this, and I want to do it together. I'm like, great, let's do it. So I feel like really owning your uniqueness, really owning who you're being, but up until the littlest things, because you never know how the smallest thing can really inspire other people. Like, for example, one of my clients shared with me, like, hey, like, I stopped using like a metal silverware like a years ago. I was like, oh my God, me too. You know, and it's like these little things that you think that are insignificant, it's like go soul naked out there and really share who you are, really share what you care about, because you will repel a lot of people. Great. They're not your people. But that's like being unapologetically yourself. That's the biggest, and that is such a huge inspiration to me, because the clients who come to me, they're so unique in their flavor, so unique how they do things.
I love
So
that.
I'm like, wow, this is so inspiring.
And you're inspiring everyone as you keep gaining clients and they share their stories because, hey, someone may be great at a lot of things, but not in confidence. Someone may be great in a lot of areas, but not their delivery. And it seems like you've been able to put that all together for your clients quite nicely. Congratulations on all the fun and success you've been having within your business. Before I ask you for your contact info, website, all of that good stuff. If you could sit down for a brainstorming session, coffee or lunch with any entrepreneur throughout history, dead or alive, Patia, who would you choose?
Oh my gosh. It is so funny. Two people came right away to my mind. So it's funny because
All
if
right,
you
let's hear it. It's impulse.
the first, it's Tony Robbins. I know it might be like too overused, but he was inspiring me a lot on his journey, like growing from nothing to really like creating this huge, huge, huge company. So that would be the first one. But the second one would be Louise Hay, and she already passed. I love her. She was the one who inspired me to look at myself differently, to love myself, and to know it's never too late. She started her company and she didn't even own a computer until she was like 55. So anytime that I feel there is like a plateau in my business or I'm not growing as much as I want, I'm like, it's never too late. So she built an amazing company and an amazing culture. That's how I see it. We never know the truth, right? We never see like behind the scene. But those were be to two people, one who is still here and one who already transitioned.
I love it. Well, thank you for the insight. Thank you for all the valuable lessons and advice you brought to the show. I'm excited to keep in touch now and see how all of this unravels again. Where can we find you online? Where can we say hello?
My favorite place, it's really Instagram. So that's my unpronounceable name, Petia Klubová, that I know you will put later in the show notes. Or on my website, you can always see all my freebies, the master classes, courses, everything. It's right up there. But Instagram, it's my favorite place.
Probably the best place to reach her because that's how she reached out to me. That's how we connected. And here we are now putting this episode out here to get the summer months. Finally, the winter's over. Everyone's smiling. And entrepreneurs use her story as inspiration and all of these lessons to become the best version of you. She mentioned she will work with everyone, but she's focusing on becoming these mommy money makers. So be sure to reach out. And we are at That Entrepreneur Show on all social media. At Vincent A. Lancey on social media and YouTube for me. Be sure to subscribe to me on YouTube to check out the video version from today's awesome episode. For more information on becoming a guest on the show or to work with me as a podcast coach or a ghost writer, reach out to Danica at podcastsbylancey@gmail.com. But with that, today we are signing off. Batia, thanks so much for joining our community.
Thank you so much for having me.